Holly Mason is president and owner of Mason Baronet. It's a Dallas advertising company, but they specialize in branding and bringing companies back to life. And she does it very, very well, we are told. And she joined us right now. Ms. Mason, it's good to have you here.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So how do you bring a company back to life? You don't come up with a new dumb name. I would have never named a company Exxon, for example.
Yeah.
Or Lucent. Or other words that don't make anything. That's supposed to be, is that branding?
It is, but it's really more importantly the meaning behind the name and everything that they put into kind of the impression that they want the constituents to have about them when they hear Exxon or Lucent. Your brand is really every impression that someone has of you. It's not just your name, your logo, your colors. It's all the details. So if you think about every time you come into contact with a brand at every touch point, you either kind of advance that impression that you have of that company or you deteriorate it.
Can you resurrect, I mean, a dead brand? I'm thinking of company, you know, poor Chipotle. You know, they clean up the shops and next thing you know, somebody gets sick. And all of a sudden, their name is besmirched, and they have to spend. It happened just the other day, and now they got to spend all this time sort of getting respectability back. But sometimes it's tough.
It is tough, and I think especially in the day and age that we live in, where consumers are controlling a lot of the story out there with social media and reviews and
so
forth.
Yeah, that's insidious.
It is, but you can resurrect a brand. In fact, that's one reason why a lot of companies come to us. When you're a long-standing, established, you have a long, rich history company, oftentimes kind of the perceptions out there don't stand up to kind of the reality of the business, if you will. And so we help them in terms of kind of re-engaging with their constituents, evolving the brand.
So give me a success story. Give me a for instance.
Well, for instance, we had a client recently who, you know, they had grown quite a bit through acquisition. And so in kind of buying these smaller businesses, they kind of look up, their brand is very fragmented, their marketing materials kind of look like everyone else. They happen to be in the construction business. And so you would open up trade magazines where they were advertising and you would see kind of pipes and trenches and hard hats and dirt and... So we came in and we did some market research and we helped them to really understand what their customers valued about them. Even though they're in very much a commodity type business, we tried to find things that were unique about the business that differentiated them. And we kind of brought that strategy to life with some really hard-hitting, unique creative that industry hadn't seen. We were using very bright, bold colors, witty, kind of humorous copy. It was stuff that got people to notice them and get people to talk about their business.
You know, the way you interact with people now, I mean, we used to buy, you know, you buy television ads or radio ads or print or billboards. But more and more, evidently, the avenue is social media. And is that the way you get to the generation, whatever letter we're on, Z now?
No, you know, I really do believe, even though we are getting more overwhelmed with all the various media channels that are out there and they change daily, and, you know, the younger consumers in particular, they're very fickle. So it's Instagram today, Snapchat tomorrow.
Yeah.
And so I really do believe that it always comes down to a really solid kind of integrated marketing program. You have to look at, like I said, it's all those touch points. And so it's not just, you know, social media is really being controlled
a
lot.
So it's a broad brush. You don't just concentrate in one area.
Absolutely. And so from the marketer's standpoint, they really have to, on the front end, be very intentional about the impression that they want to send out there. They have to make sure that they're delivering on that brand promise, that brand personality, consistently across all their touch points. It's their website, it's their storefront, it's their sales collateral, their presentation, their attitude towards their customers. It's all those little details.
But they have the ability to know their customer in a way that
Absolutely.
That hasn't been available
so
for
a lot of data out there, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, remarkable data.
And the ability to tailor it and customize it and personalize it, yes.
There was a Tom Cruise movie, I can't remember what it was, but it was in the future, and he walked into a store, sort of a Macy's type store, and they said, Hello, Mr. Cruz. We haven't seen you since the last time you were in here 3 weeks ago and bought a seersucker suit, size 40. How about some shoes to go with that?
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
You can actually do that, can't you?
You can, and artificial intelligence, and yeah.
Do
it's
you have to?
Quite.
Can is it expensive?
Well, you know, there's. I think if you're really intentional on the front end and very strategic about your marketing, you can be a lot more efficient. You're not just throwing things out there to see what sticks. You know what's going to resonate with your target audience. You know what channels are going to reach them. So it can be a lot more cost efficient too.
So tell me about you. I see your name every place, and you're an entrepreneur, and you walked out of TCU. You start this business right away. You're a woman-owned business that's highly successful. Did it come easy?
Well, you know, it's funny. So I was 31 years old when I acquired the business from Willie Baronet. I had been a long-standing employee. And I think looking back, I was probably somewhat young and naive at the hard work that goes into running a business. But I feel fortunate to have found what I enjoy, and I'm extremely passionate about it. And so in that regard, it's exciting to go to work every day.
So you don't get caught up in the mess of running a business. I mean, can you delegate and go back and do the marketing and the creative that you enjoy?
Yeah, you know, I think that's one of the lessons that I've learned, though, as a business owner and entrepreneur. We're oftentimes, you know, drawn to the business because of the passion of the craft. And that certainly was me. But to, you know, to lead an organization, to grow your business, to scale a business, you also have to be very focused on working on the business and not always in the business. And so I think that that's something that I'm challenged with every day, kind of finding that balance.
And meanwhile, you have to keep up with what's new because it changes very, very quickly.
Yeah, you've got to stay up on trends. You have to also, you know, I'm constantly traveling, reading, going places to get inspired. And also, I think some of our best ideas come from just, you know, quieting the mind. So, you know, it's important to slow down a bit as well.
So is there a next big thing? Is there, are you gonna reintroduce Scratch and Sniff in magazines?
Oh, gosh. Anything? Well, I wish I had the answer. I would, I don't know what the next best thing is. What do you think?
I have no idea. I'm just constantly amazed that at the marketing and the ability for companies to follow me on websites. I think it's real, but it's fun. I mean, and your business changes every day.
It does. It keeps it very exciting for sure. And, you know, our client base is very diverse as well. So I get to learn about their businesses as well. So
good.
Keeps it exciting.
Well, you come highly recommended. You do a good job.
Well,
good
thanks.
To meet you.
That's good to hear. Thanks. Nice to meet you.
Holly Mason's president and owner of Mason Baronet. And our guest today, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.